Let's decide. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is The Business Review. Often, a product or service will be a great idea for one company, but not for another. David Schief, Assistant Professor of Entrepreneurship and Corporate Innovation, found three factors that underpin attractiveness for members making decisions on new ideas.
We were trying to figure out how two people could look at a new product idea and come to drastically different conclusions about why it was attractive for me and my firm, and the other person say that is not attractive to me or my firm. And the first grouping we found was gain estimation. This is simply someone looking at a new product idea and making an assessment of what they could gain if they were to pursue. And then we found that there was a second category called loss estimation. What do I stand to lose if we were to pursue the new product idea and it fail? The third was perceived feasibility. How likely is it for me and my firm to actually transform the idea into manifest product? And how much am I interested in turning the idea into manifest product? And how much would I like or enjoy doing the process of the work?
Schief says they developed an evaluation tool that ranks why firm members like or dislike a new idea. The consistency of the metric gets to the root of the member's decision.
Our study summarizes 49 different factors that research has said is important for individuals' evaluations of opportunities into four core constructs. And after empirical investigations, we find that really what underpins attractiveness really is three factors, including gain estimation, loss estimation, and perceived feasibility. And we introduce a validated and reliable measure to get at those psychological assessments.
Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Hankemer School of Business at Baylor University.